This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 6th, here in Foxborough, and Gillette Stadium is absolutely abuzz. Big game this week, Kevin Collins, between the New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. The tension is already palpable here on a Friday afternoon. And if you listen to PFW in Progress during the course of the week, you heard Fred Kirsch mention that the CBS truck wasn't even here yet because there's so little attention on this game. Well, it's here now.
Is it here?
It's here now. There are trucks here now.
There's usually 10 trucks here for a big
Everybody's
game.
Ready. Everybody's ready for this one. The 4-8 Browns against the 9-3 Patriots. These are the kind of dream matchups that you think of when you start a season. Obviously, I'm being a little facetious, and we will give you a roster report podcast nonetheless. Andy is being a big shot again at EEI, so I'll take you through this by myself for the next couple of minutes. The injury report is out, fresh off the presses for New England, and no real surprises. The two gentlemen who were unable to practice all week, Marcus Cannon and Aaron Dobson, are both out of this game. As I said, neither one of them practiced at all during the course of the week, so no big surprise. They'll miss their second straight game, Cannon with an ankle injury and Dobson with a foot injury. We should mention that given the situation at wide receiver, with Dobson out, Kembrell Tompkins, who I'll get to in a little while, he is one of the large contingent of Patriots listed as questionable for this game with a hip injury, limited all week in practice. Those injuries have led the Patriots to make a roster move, and they did so by bringing back Austin Colley, who about a month ago was let go by the Patriots after spending a few games on the roster, caught three passes earlier in the year, a couple of them against New Orleans in that last-second touchdown drive that ended up winning that game against the Saints. So Colley is back to provide some depth, with injuries becoming a problem to the two rookie receivers, Dobson and Tompkins. To make room for Colley, the Patriots let go tight end DJ Williams, who was only on the roster for one game, and certainly would stand to reason that he was here for insurance, with Michael O'O Manawanui banged up a little bit. The Who Man missed the game against Houston with a knee injury. He is also joins Tompkins among the group of Patriots players listed as questionable for this game with that knee problem. So looks like signs point to him coming back. They did not need Williams. They got rid of him and brought back Austin Colley, even swap there. They also brought back R.J. Dill to the practice squad in a minor move and let go of Patrick Ford. So there was a slight move among offensive linemen on the practice squad. So R.J. Dill is back in the fold as one of the eight members of the practice squad. I'm going to go down the injury report here as follows. I already mentioned the two gentlemen that are out. And here is the list of, 10 or so players here listed as questionable. Kyle Arrington with a groin, limited all week. Marquise Cole with a shin, also limited all week. Alfonso Dennard, he's questionable with a knee injury. He was limited on Wednesday. He did not participate in practice at all on Thursday and Friday, but that was not injury-related. He was dealing with some court appearances back in Lincoln, Nebraska, to which came out very positively for him. He will not be having any jail time during the course of the season. He received a 60-day sentence. He pleaded no contest to the charge on the failing to take the test, the chemical test. So he is going to be dealing with that jail time in March. So it does not look like Dennard's going to miss any time with the Patriots due to his various legal troubles in Lincoln, Nebraska. But he is listed as questionable with a knee injury. Steve Gregory with the finger, limited all week. Rob Gronkowski, back forearm hamstring, also limited all week. The Who Man with his knee. Brandon Spikes with a knee, did not participate on Wednesday, but that was a non-injury-related absence, and he was limited on both Thursday and Friday. Will Svitek with an ankle, Aqib Talib with his hip, and Tompkins, as I mentioned, with the hip. All three of those gentlemen limited all week in practice, all listed as questionable. The five probables, Danny Amendola, Brandon Bolden, Tom Brady, Matthew Slater, Shane Vereen. In Bolden's case, he was not at practice on Friday, not injury-related, did not participate, not injury-related, listed as probable. So I'm not sure. We'll see if there are any reports that come out over the weekend as to what caused Brandon Bolden to miss practice and why it would have caused him to be listed as probable, but thought that was interesting nonetheless. For the Browns, we don't normally spend a whole lot of time on the opposition, but Brandon Whedon has been listed as out as he deals with the concussion that he suffered last week. But the big news for the Browns is Jason Campbell has been cleared. He did practice on Thursday and Friday, and Coach Rob Chudzinski announced today that he will, in fact, start at quarterback for the Browns on Sunday.
By the way, Paul, there was a correction, as the Patriots PR department is wont to do.
Is this about Bolden?
No, Jason Campbell and Willis McGahee should be listed as, quote, full participation today. I don't know if that's
okay.
Different from the one you got.
No, it is. They both listed as having been limited on Friday.
That
they were full.
Just came out a minute ago.
Okay, so there, I mean, like I said, Chud, as they call him, Chud. I feel like I can call him Chud. Everybody else does. He made the announcement today at his press conference for Cleveland that Campbell will, in fact, start at quarterback. So, so the Browns have that going for him. Let the shootout ensue. We'll see how that all unfolds. Paul Kruger also, and as Kevin just mentioned, Willis McGahee also listed as probable. Tank Carter, a linebacker who Bill Belichick actually spoke pretty highly of today, listed as questionable with a shoulder injury. We'll see if he's able to go. But the big news for the Patriots, Cannon and Dobson out again. Spikes, Tompkins, Tlaib, Dennard, Gregory, that secondary is still banged up. All those guys listed as questionable. And I told you about the swap with Austin Colley and DJ Williams. So that's the way the roster unfolded this week. Not that big of a game for the Patriots this week. Obviously, they have a chance to win the AFC East with a win in a Miami loss. This is an opportunity to have a hat and T-shirt game here on Sunday, but I'm not sure they'll be able to do that because they won't know what Miami does. I'm looking for a fast start from the Patriots this week. You can book that one. I'll give you a little tip. The Patriots are going to get off to a fast start in the first quarter after not doing so the last few weeks, and I think this one's over early. But I will be interested to see how the defense holds up, even against a pedestrian offense like Cleveland's. But that's going to be it for our Friday roster report. We're going to be back next week. Hopefully we'll get Andy Hart in the picture. I don't know if he can work us in. Between all his WEEI gigs. And as always, get it right back here on Patriots.com for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday. Andy and I will bring you without Beetle. We're going to have Kevin, I think, do a little work on that show. We might have Kevin answer the phones and do a little email reading for us and serve as a quasi-host.
See if I can do better than Pac-Man and turn my mic on the first time.
Oh, well, that'll be a big plus. So, as always, make sure you have it here on Sunday. Start off your day right with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Andy and I will get you right up until kickoff, and we'll do our best to keep you up to date on all the latest with the Patriots roster. Until then, I'll talk to you next week.
Liquor's delightful, and since Whedon can't throw, let him go, let him go, let him go. It's beginning to look a lot like Cleveland. Every play that snapped, take a look at the 3rd and 10, fumbling once again, a punt that's blocked, an interception too.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.